From there he went to Italy, where he drove the hills of Tuscany with Redzi and bought a bike so he could spend time riding by himself. In Florence, he soaked in the architecture of the city and the texture of the building materials. Particularly memorable were the paving stones, which came from Il Cassone quarry near the Tuscan town of Firenzuola. They were a calming bluish gray. 20 years later, he would decide that the floors of most major Apple stores would be made of this sandstone. The Apple II was just going on sale in Russia, so Jobs headed off to Moscow, where he met up with Al Eisenstadt. Because there was a problem getting Washington's approval for some of the required export licenses, they visited the commercial attaché at the American Embassy in Moscow, Mike Merwin. He warned them that there were strict laws against sharing technology with the Soviets. Jobs was annoyed. At the Paris trade show, Vice President Bush had encouraged him to get computers into Russia in order to foment revolution from below. Over dinner at a Georgian restaurant that specialized in shish kebab, Jobs continued his rant. How could you suggest this violates American law when it so obviously benefits our interests? He asked Merwin. By putting Macs in the hands of Russians, they could print all their newspapers.